Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 7 o'clock in the morning, London time, on Thursday, the 11th of September. Yesterday's official US producer price inflation data for August was weaker than expected in the headline, and in the detail revealed some interesting trends. These are the prices of products from US firms, but those firms can and do depend on complex international supply chains. There were extremely high increases in the price of US assembled computers, electronic components, vehicle parts, tires, household textiles, and so on. Profit margins, which are loosely hinted at in the data, seem to be increasing in areas like furniture wholesalers and clothing wholesale and clothing retail. The pattern in the detail is not, perhaps, entirely unexpected. Higher prices where costs are rising, and higher margins where retailers can create a story that blames a cause which is not more profit for us. With today's official US consumer price inflation data release for August, the same problems arise. It's the details more than the headline that is going to matter, although politicians will rely on point scoring from the main number. Consumer price inflation represents the end of the supply chain, of course, and large swathes of it are made up of fictitious prices that don't actually say anything about the cost of living experienced by ordinary people. Owner's equivalent rent being the most obvious example. The data is also less reliable than it was last year. Fewer prices are measured in fewer places in the United States, and as a result, a lot more regional price data is calculated by guesswork. Nonetheless, markets will still react to the number and expect the US Federal Reserve to react to it too. The European Central Bank is meeting today and is not expected to react to anything. Masterful inactivity is what is looked for from the deliberations, with not a single economist from the 59 who were surveyed by Bloomberg expecting anything other than an unchanged rate today. This means, inevitably, that the focus will be on the press conference with ECB President Lagarde delivering the full extent of their insight and wisdom to the world. There is still little market expectation of a further rate cut, but it seems unlikely there'll be an especially clear direction given today. Mexico has announced that it intends to begin taxing domestic buyers of cars and other products from China with a 50% tariff. Mexican buyers of goods from other countries could also face taxes of between 10 and 50%. The plans do need to be passed by Congress. This tax hike is being justified as an attempt to protect jobs in Mexico. What this sort of tax tends to do is protect jobs in certain areas, but cost jobs in other areas, with a net negative impact on domestic employment overall. Markets will wait to see what is actually going to pass, but like any other fiscal tightening measure, this is likely to be considered a negative for the Mexican GDP outlook. That's all for today. Have a good day. This material has been prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management Business of UBS Switzerland AG, regulated by FINMA in Switzerland, its subsidiaries or affiliates, collectively referred to as UBS. In the USA, UBS Financial Services Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. The investment views have been prepared in accordance with legal requirements designed to promote the independence of investment research. This material is for your information only, and it is not intended as an offer or a solicitation of an offer to buy or sell any investment or other specific product. The analysis contained herein does not constitute a personal investment recommendation or take into account the particular investment objectives, investment strategies, financial situation, and needs of any specific recipient. This material may not be reproduced or copies circulated without prior authority of UBS. Please visit www.ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer to read the full legal disclaimer applicable to this material.